surely. We didn't miss the irony on climate change last week. So on one day last week, it is announced we have reduced our emissions now for 3 years in a row. So good on us. Very next day, Transpower, the people who get the electricity into your lounge, tell us yet again, that this winter has issues and peak load and demand might be problematic. Now, part one of the emissions reduction bit is increasingly about us feeling good because, as we also found out a bit over a week ago, huge chunks of the world are not reducing their emissions, not even close, which then leads to a lot of people arguing that we shouldn't bother because what we do makes no difference at all. Now, I happen to come down on the other side of that. I argue that, I mean, if we can, we probably should. And let's be honest, in doing what we've done so far, have we reached a point where we are massively inconvenienced? No, I wouldn't have thought so. So until Transpower, of course, come to us with that news last week. So here's the simple rule of thumb. To not have enough power in 2024 is simply not good enough. It should be seen as an abdication of responsibility. And the reason we don't have enough is quite openly admitted. The renewables are not voluminous enough and not reliable enough to cover the growing demand. The transition hasn't transitioned to the point where we can largely leave fossils behind. So the line for me is very simple. Save the planet all you want, even if it's futile given China and India, but don't get so hell-bent about it that the heater isn't on in July when it's -3. That's not a first world country and it's not a first world approach. Making it even more ridiculous is the transition involves technological advance like EVs. Now, we don't have enough power right now. How do we power more EVs? How do we power generative AI, the so-called future? But a future that requires 10 times more power than a Google search. I mean, talk about the cart before the horse. When we still struggle winter in, winter out to do the basics, for goodness sake. We've allowed ideology to hijack reality, and that is not the future of the future.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.